My uncle saved a fisherman who wasn't paying any attention to the danger sign. He was just drifting along.
You can drift in a lot of ways, not just in a boat. Hey there, my name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Welcome to a new week of stories and scriptures just for you. I remember once my brother and I were fishing in our boat. We were so focused on our fishing that we didn't realize we had drifted way downstream. It took a lot of energy for us to row back to our house. You know, if you're not careful, you could drift too, not in a boat, but spiritually. That's exactly what our story is all about today. But first, let's check out Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Our story this morning is called The Rescue Basket Part 2. "This is so cool," Jesse exclaimed as his uncle flew the helicopter along a river. Uncle Tyler, a pilot with an emergency helicopter service, was giving Jesse and his friend Kurt a helicopter ride. Kurt grinned. "Tell us about some of the rescues you've made." Uncle Tyler pointed toward the river. "See that white birch tree close to the waterfall? There are signs along the river warning boaters not to go beyond those trees because there's a strong current in that part of the river. Boaters who get caught in it often end up going right over the falls." "And you've rescued some of them?" Kurt asked eagerly. Uncle Tyler nodded. "A few weeks ago, a fisherman sat still and let his boat drift while he fished. He didn't notice how fast he was drifting, and before he knew it, he'd gone beyond the trees and couldn't get back." "Did you use the rescue basket to save him?" asked Jesse.
"We did," said Uncle Tyler. "My partner was with me, and he lowered the basket. The fisherman quickly climbed in and reached the safety of the helicopter just as his boat went over the falls."
Jesse whistled. "Wow, that was close."
"Yes," Uncle Tyler replied. "He said he was just drifting along when he suddenly realized he had crossed the danger line."
"So he didn't go past the line on purpose," Kurt said. "He just drifted on by."
"Right. That's why it's so important to pay attention when you're on the river. Drifting is dangerous."
"We'll keep that in mind the next time we're on the water," replied Jesse.
"Good," said Uncle Tyler. "But remember that we can drift in other ways, too. We can drift along with what everyone else thinks and does instead of embracing the truth of the gospel. The world tells us that things like money, power, and popularity are what's important, but chasing after those things only leads to destruction." Uncle Tyler swooped the helicopter over another rushing waterfall. "That's why the Bible tells us to stay alert. Instead of going along with what everybody else thinks is true, we need to trust and follow Jesus. He's the only one who can save us from going over the edge." So how about you? Do you trust and follow Jesus, or are you chasing after the things this world has to offer? It's okay to enjoy the blessings God has given you, but if your life's purpose is to buy more stuff or get people to like you, you've drifted into dangerous territory. Only Jesus can save us and give us eternal life. Trust in Him and follow Him too. For more information on what it means to trust in Jesus, make sure you check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 108 of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Our key verse,
Romans 12:2, "Do not be conformed to this world."
And our key thought for today, trust and follow Jesus. If you love the Keys for Kids stories, you can read them now on your Nook or Kindle. Just grab a parent and go to keysforkids.org, then click shop. Jump into His Word today with Keys for Kids and get the ebook today. My name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.